What are you doing in the cold, little one? You humans are so silly sometimes. Here, I'll pick you up. Oh, your entire body's freezing. I need to get you warmed up. The cold seems to get worse and worse, but it has to warm up eventually. That is how the world works. I have seen it many times, but I understand your fear. We're almost there, little one. Just a few more steps, so stay strong. Oh, silly me. I left the door open because I was in such a rush to get you. I'll find you a place to lie down, and then I'll get the fire started. I'll wrap you in this blanket. There, that should keep you warm long enough for me to get the fire started. I would wrap you in my tails, but there are things that need my attention before I can rest, and constantly unwrapping and rewrapping my tails around you would do more harm than good. Oh, so you can still speak? That's good, but save your voice, little one. I know what you're thinking. Oh, don't worry. I only use that ability to see into your basic thoughts. Anything that I don't want to hear just sounds like white noise to me. But yes, to answer your question, I am the goddess of this shrine. No, I don't blame your people for turning away from me. Even though I have nine tails and the powers of a god, I am no more a god than you are. I will tell you more, but first I must make sure you stay warm. Back in my time, tea was a beverage of choice, but I have adapted to the wheel of time. What do you prefer? Oh no, I'm not making fun of where your mind first went. I think it's cute. I'm so used to watching tourists come here with their coffee and tea. Well, only the kids drink hot chocolate. It's a common sight amongst your kind. As you grow older, you stop enjoying things that are childish and start partaking in things that your kind views as mature. I'll get it ready for you. There. I'll lean you against me so you can drink. Don't worry about it being too hot. I made sure the temperature was perfect. That's it. Oh, you're welcome, little one. Easy, easy. I trust that it was enjoyable. Good. I'll put this aside for now. You seem to be warming up, but I can't let you go home. It is true that I have seen cold come and go, but I would be lying if I said I've seen this before. I do believe that one day it will get warmer, but I have a hunch it will get worse before it gets better. I do not know what the cause of this unnatural cold is. But I feel like a higher power is behind it. But, little one, you are safe with me. I might not be a goddess, but I still have the power of one. Nothing will dare attempt to harm me or my shrine. Now that I've gotten to know you a little, I can't bear the thought of you stumbling out into the cold again. I've seen so many lives come and go. I don't want to see it happen again. Not when I have the chance to save one. I'll make you happy here. Whatever you desire, it will be yours. Just please, don't let me be alone again. And my tails? Oh, of course, darling. I'll wrap you in my tails. Oh, you'll never feel anything as soft and warm as my tails, little one. Each tail is charged with magic, and after the first three, it took hundreds of years for the next one to mature. The warmth and comfort my tails provide are equal to the amount of magic stored in them. Most nine-tailed foxes choose to ascend once their ninth tail is grown. But I didn't just want to watch the world. I wanted to exist within it. Oh, here I am rambling while you still need to be taken care of. Your clothes are completely soaked. You'll get sick if I don't remove them. There. Oh, I understand that you're embarrassed. It is customary for your kind to wear coverings when around other people, especially those of a higher status and opposite gender. I don't normally have such feelings. I only wear what I wear because of the way it makes me and others around me feel. Even among those who care not what they are covered by, it is still wise to wear something, lest you not be taken seriously. If I removed my clothes, we would be equal, and then you would not be embarrassed. There. Now we are equal. Oh, even like this, you still avert your gaze? Do you perhaps find me attractive? Since I can use my magic to lengthen your lifespan to that of my own, we could be together for a long time. And I can see in your mind that you would like this to happen. Oh, there's no need to be embarrassed, little one. You are hardly the first human to be attracted to me. Beauty is something that comes naturally to Kitsune. You are, however, the first human to see me without my coverings. And the first human that I've had feelings for. I can tell that you want me to touch you. I'll start by wrapping one of my tails around your penis. And then I'll move it up and down. How does that feel, little one? I've never met a human as adorable as you. I remember an age where a man would despise being put in a position as compromising as yours. But I can tell you like it. Now, what if I added another tail at the head of your penis? Oh, you are so adorable. I didn't know that it was possible for humans to act like this. I've only ever seen humans as they are outside of their homes. Of course, I see the occasional human who acts the way they act both inside and outside of their home. But they don't seem the type to have this hiding within them. Oh, I wonder what I can do to make this more intense. Oh, maybe if I put another tail close to your balls like this. Start rubbing my tail against them. Oh, I've got you. Don't worry, little one. Yeah, good boy. Oh, I know it's intense. Oh, yeah. Oh, but it feels good, doesn't it? Oh. Your lower body is being stroked and massaged by my perfectly fluffy and warm tails. Yes, they're trying to coax your seed out of them. Oh, I can gain magic from your seed. Oh, yes, good boy. That's a good boy. Well, 8 of my tails are fully charged. The 9th one is like an endless abyss. Fully capable to hold the amount of magic of my other tails. And more. The more magical energy I have, the better I can make you feel. Basically, the better I make you feel, the better you'll continue to feel. I know it's hard for you to understand. You can't understand it much of anything right now, but you'll see. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Okay, little one. Are you ready to come for me? Oh, yeah, I can see. I can feel it. You're throbbing. Okay. Come for me. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's it. That's it, little one. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, that's a very, very good boy. Oh. Oh, your magical essence is divine, little one. Oh. Oh, you look so tired. I drained a lot from you, didn't I? Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of got caught up in the moment. Don't worry. I'll take care of you. You're trembling so much. I'll hold you in my arms and wrap my tail around both of us. Does this feel good? Oh, good. You can fall asleep in my arms. Don't worry about anything. I know you're exhausted. The outside world no longer exists. It's just us. Just fall asleep to the sound of the storm and my hands gently stroking your hair. Good boy. I'm gonna take such good care of you. I love you, little one. I'm happy you feel the same. Now please rest. You need it.